From the News Center, a news focus.
January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and Heather Schneider, education specialist with Transitions of Pennsylvania, says there are a lot of misconceptions about it only happening in urban areas. So she said Transitions works to do what they can to bring awareness into the issue and into this area. Schneider said so many people think this happens elsewhere and that we're not prone to it in rural Pennsylvania. But she says in some cases, that's where individuals who are perpetrating the crime like to take advantage of that situation. Schneider said that Transitions hopes to continue with educating the public about what human trafficking is, what to look for, and how to respond or report it. She said today's virtual world increases access to children, and that's another area on which they are focusing. She said the majority of traffickers are people who have formed a relationship with the victim already. She said the victim then gets into a situation where through force, fraud, and coercion, they're tricked into thinking there's no way out, and no one will ever believe them that they're stuck and this is all they deserve. So what to watch out for? Some indicators, especially in minor females, could include a change in the way they dress, the way they talk socially, keeping late hours, or talking about an older boyfriend. Schneider said one of the big things they've noticed is tattoos, a form of branding that traffickers will do to identify victims as their personal property. Transitions continues their work to educate the public on human trafficking. Go to transitionsofpa.org for more information on Human Trafficking Awareness Month, which is being observed throughout January. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.